Kinnison finished his research and abandoned the Colonian's mind as insidiously as he had entered it. The spider opened the short, restoring the screen to usefulness. Then, before he did anything else, the lensman directed his small ally to a whole family of young grubs just under the cover of his manhole. Lensmen repaid their debts, even to spiders. Then, with a profound sigh of relief, he dropped down into the sewer. The submarine journey to the river was made without incident, as was the flight to his speedster. Night fell, and through its blackness there darted the even blacker shape which was the lensman's little ship. Out into intergalactic space she flashed, and homeward. And as she flew, the Tellurian scowled. He had gained much, but not enough by far. He had hoped to get all the data on Boscone so that the Zwilnik's headquarters could be stormed by civilization's armada, invincible in its newly devised might. No soap. Before he could do that, he would have to scout Jarnovan in the second galaxy, alone. Alone. Better not. Better take the flying snake along. Good old dragon. That was a mighty long flit to be doing alone, and one with some mighty high-powered opposition at the other end of it. Chapter 19. Prelan is eliminated. Before you go anywhere, or rather, whether you go anywhere or not, we want to knock down that Bronsecan base of Prelan's, Haynes declared to Kinnison in no uncertain voice. It's a galactic scandal, the way we've been letting them thumb their noses at us. Everybody in space thinks that the patrol's gone soft all of a sudden. When are you going to let us smack them down? Do you know what they've done now?
No, what?
Gone out of business. We've been watching them so closely that they couldn't do any queer business, goods, letters, messages, or anything. So they closed up the Bronsecca branch entirely. Unfavorable conditions, they said. Locked up tight, telephones disconnected, communicators cut, everything.
In that case, we'd better take them, I guess.
No harm done anyway now. Maybe all the better. Let Boscone think our strategy failed and we had to fall back on brute force.
You say it easy. You think it'll be a pushover, don't you?
Sure, why not?
You notice the shape of their screens?
Roughly cylindrical, in surprise. They're hiding a lot of stuff, of course, but they can't possibly...
I'm afraid that they can and will. I've been checking up on the building, 10 years old. Plans and permits QX, except for the fact that nobody knows whether or not the building resembles the plans in any way.